One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.
It is a Tuesday after all.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, and it's a Husey. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great. How'd you enjoy the day off, guys? Do you love
great.
It?
Loved great. It, Husey. I think because today is the start of our week. Public holiday
great
in Melbourne yesterday. Although when you do a national drive show, not as much fun, is it?
No, it isn't, because if, you know, if Tasmania doesn't have the day off, you've got to work as well, you know? So.
Sure.
In fact,
and almost everyone has Queen's birthday, except a couple of stupid states who've moved it, apparently.
Which were the states that were the thorn in your side?
WA, didn't have it. I mean, and also Brisbane, you know?
Yes. So it's Queensland, like, they're always out of sync, aren't they?
It's ridiculous. Everyone knows Queen's birthday is that, you know, June, whatever it is. You know? Even though her birthday is actually April. So,
yeah, so I was actually listening to you guys driving back from the peninsula yesterday, and you actually had a good stat on this, Husey, about the two birthdays, because it's winter over in...
Something to do with that. Good on you for listening, because I tuned out at that moment.
Kate was asleep at the time. She was snoozing. Really, you didn't like that.
Absolutely. No, Jack, our anchor, told us that, yeah, he's English, so that they celebrate it twice in England because of her birthday, generally in winter or something. I don't know. So, yeah. So, yeah. She's had enough birthdays, hasn't she? God, how old is she?
Husey, do you mind if we relive your frustration yesterday afternoon? Yeah. So this was off your Insta story.
Yeah.
This is Husey walking around the office here at Fox.
All right, pretty much everyone's got the day off except us. Seriously, we've got to get these public holidays in line nationally. Kate Langridge just turned up. Look at it, there's no one here. Kate, there's no one here, is there?
Like, there's no one here.
There's no one here.
At least you got to watch the footy.
No, you did get to watch the footy, but I walked around looking for chocolate. I couldn't even find any chocolate in anyone's bloody drawers, you know.
Christian Hull, he's usually got a little bit on his desk, no?
Oh, he's an eater, isn't he? Absolutely.
Might take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Safe.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey! I just love yelling your name.
Yeah, I love it being yelled. I love it. I mean, you guys invented Husey Tuesday, and I'm not going to lie. Husey Tuesday's gone around the nation, so, I mean, you probably should take a cut out of it. You know? So I'm doing Husey Tuesday all over this brown land now because of the Brains Trust that is your show. So.
Now, Husey, did you see Kanye and Kim? The Kardashians went on Family Feud over in the States.
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I will see it at some point tonight, as we all will, I think. So.
Such an interesting decision. Like, I don't know what's gone on there. Like, it's just, I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I love Family Feud. I'm as gutted as anyone is that it's going.
Sure. They should have gone on the Australian one. Might be still
might have got it around, but it's just... Yeah,
American celebrities do not do much for Australian ratings, guys, you know? Like, no. Honestly, they don't. You can have a big celebrity come on a show here and no one cares. They just want to, you know, see people from Married at First Sight or something.
I know. But okay, Hughes, let's go through some of the shows that you've been in that have been celebrity themed.
Well, I've done Family Feud. I did Family Feud last year with my brother, Mick, actually. So when they said, you want to do Family Feud, I said, I will if I can have my own family on it. So my brother, Mick, is a cheesemaker. He's about to turn 50. So, yeah, he lives in Warrnambool. So, and he looks like me, except he's a foot shorter. So, yeah.
And who did you go up against?
We went up against Kate Langridge's family.
I knew this. So. I remember this. This is great.
But my brother really, people loved him because he's a cheesemaker, and Grant Denyer asked him what's his favourite cheese being a cheesemaker, and my brother said Cracker Barrel. So, you know, he likes Cracker Barrel.
Does he make Cracker Barrel?
And Grant Denyer actually said, what do you have it on? And he said crackers. So, like,
what other shows have you been on, Dave?
Oh, mate,
did you ever do dancing?
No, I haven't. Did I get asked? I'm not sure if I did get asked. I'm the worst dancer. Did you win it?
I came second, yeah. Run it right.
I come fourth.
Yeah, I mean, both are very. I mean, there's like a dozen, isn't there? So you're in the top 20%.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
Well, did you do Celebrity Splash?
I haven't done Celebrity Splash.
That. I said no.
Ninja Warrior.
I've done Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Obviously, won it. Dancing with the Stars, The Chase. I've done Family Feud twice.
Okay.
I've been on Deal or No Deal.
This is Husey Tuesday, but. let's run
I'm
through.
I'm trying
fence.
To compete.
It's all a competition. Don't worry.
I went on sale of the century. I can go back to the last century. I, you know, go back to the 80s. I was on sale of the century once. Yeah.
My mum was on that.
Yeah, well, there you go. I won. I won my.
1019, The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie.
Hey, guys, great prize here. Fee and Feb, put your judging hats on because the best performer, Blundstones. Not just boots, Blundstones. They score a pair of them.
Mickey, a labourer from Frankston. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, BP, Feb and Byron, how we doing?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Just got to work.
Great. Now, you're in good form, Mickey. I reckon this will be a belter. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to go Titanium by Sia.
Ooh.
Challenging.
Ambitious.
Yeah. Oh. I can see it even struggles with this song.
Now, Mickey, you said you're at work. Are you alone?
Yep.
Okay, we love that. Okay, you're there in your car at work in the car park. Good luck, Mickey. Oh, off boy. You go with Sia.
All right. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, far away. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Dun, 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 dun. I am titanium.
Wow.
A great effort.
Mickey, you know the. I mean, you've got to get points for knowing the lyrics too. Yeah. I don't know what Sia's talking about. Now I know the words.
Warren doesn't think Sia does either.
Thanks, Mickey.
Nice job, Mickey. Ivan, a painter from Altona. Hi, Ivan.
Hey guys, how you going?
Yeah, great. How are you today?
Awesome.
Geez, our tradies are well rested. They're up
they
and about,
are.
Aren't they?
They're really in good form. Painting inside or outside today, Ivan?
I'm at the factory right now, so, yeah, it's good being inside.
Yeah, just mixing the paint.
Oh, yeah, I love paint. I love the smell of paint.
Okay.
No, I really do. I'd like to be a painter. Ivan, what are you going to sing for us today?
I've got a classic, guys. I've got Nickelback. You remind me.
Yeah, you do. Say sorry.
Steve's a big Nickelback
I
fan.
I love Nickelback.
She's still a Nickelback fan, which is the most weird part about it.
Out proud.
All right.
Part worth making.
Ivan the painter. Take it away.
So, not like you, the story, words written on a different story. This time I'm just taking, for him your heart would break in. And I've been wrong, I've been down, into the bottom of every bottom. It's not words in my head, screaming, we having fun yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, Ivan. You can tell he was in the factory. There's a lot of echo.
Oh, Ivan.
He somehow made it soulful. I don't know what.
Mate, was that? I gave it 120, guys.
You
so.
Did. No, that was passion and the commitment. Mm. I love it. Mm. Mark, an excavator from Dramana. Hey, Mark.
Hey, morning, guys.
Oh, what a wonderful part of the world you're living in there in Dramana, Mark. You're very lucky.
Got the drive-in.
Yeah. Now, Mark, what are you going to be performing for us?
Hey, I'm going to sing Sometimes When We Touch by Dan Hill.
Yes, you right. are.
It's a classic.
Sometimes when we touch.
Dan Hill.
Oh, I love this song.
The ad with the baby.
Yeah.
That's a great ad.
Of course, there was the remix by Newton.
No.
Nah.
You don't want the... Okay.
The honesty's too much. Sorry, Mark, it's your moment. Off you go.
You ask me if I love you. And it's all come my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to doubt you? And why do you say I do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. And I have to close my eyes and hide. I want to hold you till I die. Till we both break down and cry. I want to hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Sorry, good question.
That was so so good. Mark, you are brilliant. I love that. Are you an actual, are you a professional singer, Mark?
I was. In the shower.
You're very good.
All right, so
that
you've
is
got
a tough morning to judge.
Decision. A lot of effort from all three.
Yeah, well, a lot of effort.
You've got a lot of talent in Mark.
Yeah, Mickey was great. He had a crack, and that's all we want on this sort of segment that we do every Tuesday morning.
He had
morning.
A good crack, Mickey.
Ivan was great. Played one of Fee's favourite bands, Nickelback.
And gave it 120.
Gave it 120. And he was a clubhouse leader until Mark come along.
It was beautiful.
To sing Sometimes When We Touch. And you nailed it, Mark.
No, it's wrong version.
Well played.
Well done, Mark. You win.
You've won, Mark. You've won some Blundstones.
Awesome, yeah.
There we go. He's more about the art. He's not about the sales side of music business.
I'm just grateful to Mark because he's reminded me of that song. I love it.
A great
I'm
song.
I'm going to whack that on the iPhone.
There's one more from Mark. Is he up and about? Yeah.
Not just Boots Blundstones. Find out more at blundstone.com.au. Yeah, just quickly take us away with the chorus into the ad break, please, Mark. Go for it.
And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. And I have to close my eyes and I...
101.9 The Fox.
Fair. Look, I won't deny this isn't front page of the Herald Sun. It may have, you know, a few papers may have glossed over it. I love it, though. There's a guy over in the UK. I know this is a sad, but he's heartbroken. His girlfriend's left him. Not fun, but...
Plenty more fish in the sea.
Exactly. You move on, you find someone else, and life gets better. Now, this guy, though, he's not just is he heartbroken, he's been haunted.
Oh.
So it all went pear-shaped for him when he went to an exorcism. So he's gone to an exorcism, and he's just been a bystander at the exorcism.
Can you watch them?
But, yeah, I think you can watch them, be part of them, watch someone get exorcised. I've never done it. But after the exorcism... A 7-foot circus ringmaster ghost followed him home and has haunted him ever since. He claims, and I like this, claims that D-I-E, die, has been scrawled on the inside of his windows. Okay. He's apparently snapped an image of this 7-foot circus ringmaster ghost showing the men.
Got a selfie with him.
Well, no, he's taken a photo of the 7-foot ghost lurking down a darkened corridor. I notice he hasn't attached one of those photos.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, no, he has. I've got it.
Have you?
Well, that's, I mean, that could be anything.
Let's put it on our Instagram.
I mean, it's a dark corridor. I can barely see.
Ah, that's Toowoomba all day.
Yeah. Oh, that's like that haunted house we went to in Toowoomba that wasn't haunted.
I dragged Byron and Fev to a haunted house in Toowoomba. And it's questionably haunted. Now, what's happened, though, and Fev, the final straw for his girlfriend, Donna, was she was attacked by the circus ringmaster ghost and pinned down. He's pinned her down on the floor and attacked her.
This is getting scary.
The girlfriend's gone, I'm done, I'm out, I'm leaving you. So he's heartbroken, but he's haunted. And, I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know where he goes. With this, that's a shame. Anyway, poor Ed. Moving on from Ed and,
okay.
Moving on from Ed and Donna's woes,
close
they're
the
over in the UK. Someone in Sussex will sort that out for poor Ed. But even the fact that Ed went to an exorcism, we was talking about this earlier, Fev. I said, have you been to one? You said no.
I even know what it is.
Okay, so what happens is when you think that you're possessed by an evil spirit, now, this is ye oldie. It would have happened many years ago. And I think it come through Catholicism? It could be something to do.
Okay, just give us the abbreviated.
I feel like movies like Damien were all about the Catholic Church.
Great.
And there was a priest involved. Anyway, the idea is you are possessed by a spirit.
Yes.
And the priest or whoever, the exorcist, gets the spirit out of you. They often pin you to a bed.
Okay.
It's quite traumatic.
Yeah.
Well, is it, Fev? 13, 10, 60.
You're kidding.
Yep, come on.
You want to do this?
Let's do this.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one.
This could be the end.
Have you had an exorcism? Have you been exercised?
Okay,
surely not.
I mean, and I want to be really clear, that's not have you been exercised. Have you been exorcised?
I haven't been that either.
13, 10, you'd be stunned if we got one.
Exorcisms, are they happening? That's all
I have to say. 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
one question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got
on the back of a UK man being possessed by a 7-foot ghost, a circus ringleader at that. He's even got a job description. This man is looking for an exorcism. I beg the question, do we have exorcisms in Melbourne? Has somebody been to one? Has someone had one?
I doubt it. Is a 7-foot ghost similar to those things that walk around like the footy stadiums and parties? You know, those with the stilts? You know, those guys that walk around in the jumpers?
Right, with the big long legs.
With the big long legs.
I mean, it's a very specific ghost to be haunted by, isn't it?
Because that's not so much scary, but just hilarious.
I think it's funny.
I prefer those kid ghosts.
Okay.
You know, Jesus.
No, but when people say, you know, like on all those horror movies, like poltergeist, they're little ones. Yeah.
Right. Amazing.
Going to be possessed. I want it to be
that'll be your choice in terms of exorcism.
Yeah, so
choices.
The biggest question, though, is, and this segment is based on this, all we need is one caller. Have we got one?
We got one!
We got a caller! Kate in South Bank. Hi, Kate.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great, Kate. All the better for you calling us, Kate, because we've got one. You have been exorcised.
No, I accidentally walked in on an exorcism.
Ooh, close.
Okay. How? Well, what was going on, Kate? Tell us all about it.
So we were being good little tourists and travelling around in Greece, and we went to a monastery to have a look around, and we could hear this woman absolutely howling, screaming.
Mm.
So we thought maybe someone needed some help. And so we went over to go and see what was going on, and we walked into this small part of the monastery. And there was this woman lying on the ground, convulsing, screaming.
Okay.
There was a priest standing over her. Her family were all around her crying. And obviously we walked in and realised no one needed, you know, to be put in the recovery position.
I think she did.
She might have needed to. It looked exhausting.
This is chilling. This is actually quite petrifying.
Well, it is. You see...
Can we not do this anymore?
Well, do you know what exorcisms tap into? In the medieval times, unfortunately, I just think it was a lot of mental illnesses that weren't being diagnosed.
Right.
And then that's how exorcisms sort of found their place.
Yeah, well.
One of us will dream of this tonight.
Oh,
you watch.
God.
Do you think?
Oh, 100%.
And, sorry, we've got another one.
We got one!
I mean, that one didn't quite count, by the way, because it wasn't Kate herself, so...
Okay, so we still don't have one. Well, we might now because we've got Jill from Rosebud. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Hey, Jill, I was at Rosebud on the weekend hanging out at the skate park down there opposite the plaza.
Oh, very nice.
It's great.
Lucky
skate
you.
Park.
Yeah, great rapport.
Jill, talk us through this. Were you in an exorcism?
I was. I purchased an old house in New Zealand a few years ago with my ex-husband and my family, and my family felt very uneasy living in this house, and we discovered it had a lot of history. And we had a Christian minister come who did exorcisms, and he did an exorcism of our house, and he sprinkled holy water through it. And
the house got exorcised, Faith.
The house got exorcised. Yes.
Did it the end of it? Did you feel that the house had been cleansed, purified?
I always felt ill. I felt at ease in this house, but we did find out that it had a lot of deaths attached to the house.
Okay. This is a really grim topic.
No, that's a Foxy. House that was exercised.
Thanks, Jules.
Or gee, the
if the house had a rang
over.
Up, we would have got one.
It's close, isn't it?
Are you kidding? We're
unfortunately.
Done. We might have one still. Sarah in Mitcham, have you personally been exercised?
Yes, I have.
Oh! I mean, sorry to hear that.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
Obviously...
You're too
what
excited
led to
then.
That, Sarah? Sarah, talk us through being exercised.
Well, what happened was I was with my mom one day, and one of her friends said that there was this religious priest that's very well known that was coming from Germany to do a talk. And so we said that we would go, and we went, and we were just sitting and listening. But it wasn't in English, unfortunately, so we didn't understand. But then it got really crazy because he started to speak in tongues, and then everyone was asked to stand up and push the chairs to the side. And then I'm just thinking, like, what is going on? Like, is he just going to come and bless us all? And I was holding on. I had my handbag, and this lady was like, "No, you better put that down. You're not going to be able to hold on to that." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And anyway, I just went along with it. And the guy gets off the stage, and he's like praying on people and like holding their head down and like their neck, and he's just like reading stuff, and people just start falling.
Jeez.
Like people were falling and frothing at the mouth and shaking and.
It's a little bit graphic, isn't it? Yeah, well, you asked for these calls.
I didn't expect this.
Yeah, and I found out that a lot of the people were actually sick, and they wanted to be healed as well. And like sometimes you can get sick from a demon being inside you as well.
Well, Faith, I don't know what to do either. I mean, you got what you asked for.
So which was the bit where you got exercised?
Well, he started coming down the line, and I'm still standing there looking at him.
We're not there yet.
So he comes closer to me. And by this point, I'm crying, but like I'm still there.
It's really graphic.
And he puts his hand on my head.
Detail.
And he puts two fingers on my neck. And I'm looking at him, and I'm not falling, and he's not happy.
Oh, you've got a devil spirit inside you.
No, so like I ran out of there. Like I ran. And it was
you ran. Were you exercised? We hope for the sake of the segment you actually would, or did you just run away?
No, I ran away, but that was it. Like, I did get exercised.
No, She got it. We got there.
1019, The Fox. Sick of playing second fiddle to your partner's car? Does your partner love their car more than you?
You scratch my car!
Beefy Fev and Byron, me... or the car.
That's right. Fifi, Fev and Byron's me or the car. We're going to resolve this for one person in Melbourne who is not happy with this situation. And we've got Suze from Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Suze.
Hi, Fifi. How are you going?
Yeah, great, Suze. Now, your husband, Clint, he obviously loves you, Suze, but maybe not as much as he loves his car.
Oh. He does love his car a lot, I have to admit.
Give us some examples of how he loves his car more than you.
He washes her about three times a week, sometimes more.
Did you say washes her?
Yep.
So it's got a name?
Yes, it does.
What's the car's name?
Her name is Vessie.
Vessie.
What else does he do for Vessie?
Well, he actually had her in our wedding, so made sure she was all lowered and tinted windows and actually the spray painted, so she was all nice and pretty.
Oh, jeez.
And she was actually mentioned in our wedding vows.
Was the vow around Vessie?
Yep.
What was the vow? That you had to honour and obey Vessie for the rest of your life?
Pretty much.
Now, it says here on our notes that Clint buys something new for the car at least once a week and never buys you anything. What's he buy for the car once a week?
Well, he actually just bought new extractors for about 3 days ago.
I love how you keep referring to her as her.
There's a lot of her and she going on. Look, we can't say too much more just yet, but fox.com.au is where you have registered. There might be help on the way. That's all we can say so far. All thanks to Brighton Mazda. End of financial year sale on now. Massive reductions across the Mazda range.
Brighton Mazda. End of financial year sale on now. Massive reductions across the Mazda range. 1019, The Fox.
Fev, on the weekend, went for a lovely drive down to the Mornington Peninsula. What a beautiful weekend that was.
Oh.
Crisp, fresh mornings, blue skies. But anyway, whilst driving there, had to come into the city, and I was driving, about to jump on the Eastern to head down. And as I was sort of going around the corner, I don't know whether you're familiar with sort of where Alexandra Parade becomes the Eastern. And as I was sort of going through that last bit of lights of Alexandra Parade going onto the Eastern, it must have fallen off the back of a ute or I don't know how it arrived there, but there was like a toy trike in the middle of the road, one of those plastic toy trikes. I mean, most toddlers have them, but they're big sort of mini scooter car things.
Yeah.
And as you get on the freeway, there's those signs where you call this for any traffic hazards. And I thought to myself, I'm that person today. I am going to save the day. Because, you know, very often in life, you think someone else will deal with that. You know, like when I've seen logs roll out of ute, sort of, and you go, someone will call. And I thought, no, you know what? This is 2018. Take action. Take responsibility for the people around you. Maybe I'll save a life by reporting in this toy that's in the middle of the road.
I would have put it in the back of the Mercedes.
Anyway.
Hey, Trixie, look what I got you.
So I've rung the hotline, and as I'm ringing through, I'm going, what a little good Samaritan I'm being. I'm really into this.
Some would say hero.
Thank you. I'm on my hands free, of course. Anyway, the lady answers the phone. I said, hi, I'm just ringing to report a road hazard. Alexander Parade going into the Eastern Freeway. There's just a giant toy tyke in the middle of the road and I'm worried that somebody's going to hit it. Yeah. We've had heaps of calls about that.
So you weren't the only one.
Yeah, but a little bit about the attitude. I'm a bit of a hero. I'm ringing to report something and I couldn't have inconvenienced that woman anymore
right.
if I tried.
Okay.
But what's funny is because I was then telling friends about this, hey, what's that attitude? I mean, you ring, you go to the trouble of being a good community-minded person. One of my girlfriends, she said a few months ago, she was driving along somewhere in Donvale and someone must have
played footy for them.
Yeah, Donvale Park Orchards, they're great footy teams. Somebody had flicked a cigarette butt out of the window and had started an actual fire on a road. I think it was Park Road out in Park Orchards, Donvale. And there was a fire. She's called in to go, there's a fire.
It's a fire.
There's actually a fire on the road, on Park Road in Park Orchards. Yeah, we've had hundreds of calls about that.
Okay, well, so we can't guess. If we all just guessed and assumed someone else had called, maybe that the whole place goes up.
I just love that you've called in, Boxy, and try to do a good deed. But you usually do those things just to help other people, not to get a little love back.
I know.
You don't
know.
Do those things. You go, oh, well done, Fee. You've done a great job.
Gold star.
A tiny bit of gratitude would have been nice. But I love this. You know what? And we support Good Samaritans. In fact, 131060, have you been a Good Samaritan? You've done a good deed and it's gone wrong. Like, it's like when you give some, I can think of, I think my stepdad once gave somebody back a wallet they dropped or they left on their car roof and then driven off. Hmm. And when he went to give it back, they've yelled at him or accused him of stealing.
Oh, hang on.
No. I'm doing a good thing here.
Okay.
Deeds gone wrong.
I lost my wallet a couple of years ago and the Sandringham police station called up my phone. And I was like, oh, God, because I let it go through to the keeper. I'm not answering a normal number. And they said, it's the police. You need to come down to the station. I thought, Jesus,
what have I done?
So I took the kids down with me just for security because they can't lock me up with the kids there. But someone had handed him my wallet that I'd left at the supermarket.
Nice. That's lovely.
And it had $105 in it.
Still in it.
And it was still in there.
Wow.
That was amazing.
That's amazing.
Is, and that has nothing to do with this topic, but it's a great story.
Nevertheless, well worth listening to. Thank you, Brendan.
1019 The Fox.
We're so lucky, Fev. We work with... Well, really a hero in this video.
Look, I did ring the emergency hotline on the roads on the weekend, on Saturday morning. I did see a toy tyke coming off Alexander Parade going onto the Eastern Freeway. I rang the hotline and I thought I would be received with, well, thank you very much, you good Samaritan. And the lady just went, yeah, I've had heaps of calls about that. Yep, we're across it. Oh,
see you later.
But it deters you from doing it again because
right.
next time when I see a log fall off a truck and, you know, clearly could cause
someone
accidents.
Someone else would have called, that's fine.
Someone else will call, that lady will yell at me again for reporting what I thought was a good deed.
Sure.
Sometimes you can be a good Samaritan, you can think you're doing the right thing and you just get a whack, slap in the face. Shelby in Kilmore. Hi, Shelby.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, Shelby. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you a good Samaritan?
I was. I was driving home one time and I saw a loose horse running in the opposite direction on a dual lane highway and it had its saddle on and everything, no rider, who'd obviously fallen off. So I did a U-turn and was driving down beside it to try and catch it. I jumped out of my car and held it, called the police, and the rider came and I didn't get a thank you. I even dirtied my jumper to put it around its neck to hold it. No,
wow.
Thank you.
Nothing, just took it. And just,
nah, just took a horse and went home.
It's a great effort. You must deal with horses a little bit, do you? Or
Yeah, I do work with
to horses. Catch a horse is pretty good.
An extraordinary achievement.
It is, Shel, because most people just drove by and thought someone else will deal with that. And
yeah, well, while I was
it.
Holding it, there was just traffic driving past that was making the horse go crazy and no one else stopped to help.
Just a thank you.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone astray.
I mean, Shelby makes you not want to help people, doesn't it?
But I guess if you can compare Shelby's deeds with Thief's, it sort of puts yours in perspective. I mean, you've just made a phone call.
I didn't do a U-turn and go and grab a raging horse off the side of the street. No, you know, man from Snowy River style. Teresa in South Oakley. Hi, Teresa.
Good morning, everyone.
You sound like a good Samaritan, Teresa. You sound like someone that would ring an emergency hotline and report any difficulties.
Well, mine wasn't necessarily calling, but I took action myself.
I was on holiday and I saw a little boy put a plastic bag over his head.
Oh.
And I remember Mum and Dad saying to me, don't do that, you could suffocate.
Mm.
So I thought I'd intervene.
Oh,
I pulled the plastic bag straight off his head and he punched me straight in the stomach.
Were his parents around, Teresa?
They were. They said nothing. I almost feel like they condoned the punch, but I thought I've done the right thing and I left with a sore stomach.
Well, Teresa, you did the right thing.
You
saved his life.
Yeah, you're a hero.
I'd like to think so, but I'd love to know where this kid is now.
Yeah, well, I mean, kids who put plastic bags over there. I used to do that a little bit. I used to have a toy that was a plastic bag.
Did you?
I used to fill it with warm water. Mm. If you fill a plastic bag with warm water and you cuddle it like a baby.
Oh, God.
Really,
you need to see.
You've got issues.
You've got problems.
1019 The Fox.
Great to see the annual Pride game between St Kilda and Sydney at Etihad Stadium on the weekend. Great crowd, wonderful recognition.
Yes.
And we've talked about this a bit on the show, how it is great to really open AFL to obviously diversity, because that is something that is often talked about in AFL circles, Fev. There
yes.
are players that aren't necessarily comfortable coming out
yep.
or talking about or owning their sexuality. So it's a wonderful cause, and it was great to see Melbourne get behind it. There is an element to it, though, you've probably heard about, because it's gotten a bit of news, a bit of traction. A lot of people have been very vocal about the introduction of the gender-fluid toilets that were at Etihad on the weekend. So what they did, I believe it was on each level, so level 1, 2, and 3, they all had at least one all-gender restroom. Now, there were people obviously for this, saying this is great, gender diversity. There were other people saying, no, leave the restrooms alone. There should be a girls' room and there should be a boys' room. Now, for one of the reasons that's come up, and Fev, you and I were talking about this a bit earlier, is public toilet. You often send your kids into public toilets.
Yeah.
And if you've got little girls, you are, and I'm at an, well, Trixie's at an age where I'm still accompanying her,
mm-hmm.
sending her into the ladies' toilet. If I was sending her into a gender fluid toilet where there's men, no,
yeah,
I wouldn't
right.
be comfortable
I
doing
agree,
that.
Boxy. And the fact that it opens up a lot of avenues for people, especially sort of older men, that maybe pedophiles.
That maybe shouldn't be.
That shouldn't be in there.
Neither.
I think that. I just don't know. My girls, like, they're at the age now where they can go into the toilet by themselves. I would never let them go into a gender neutral for that fact. Because
no.
I think I'm happy for them to go into the girls' toilet, go in there, no worries. And even if it was a disabled toilet, I'd let them go in there because it's by themselves. But having a general neutral toilet, I just don't agree that little girls should be in there with men.
Well, 131060, let's hear what Melbourne think. Let's really get, go across the landscape, find out how everybody's feeling about this, because there are lots of really, some people are genuinely confused about it, because I think there's, and this is how I feel, I am all for gendered fluidity and diversity
100%.
For people to have a place where they feel comfortable. But I love a ladies' restroom.
Right.
I personally feel comfortable in an environment where I am vulnerable for there to be women around. I, particularly when you go to venues and there are, even overseas, you occasionally go to a co-ed public toilet, I don't feel comfortable and I don't like it. And why are you boys so smelly? What is it with those urinals? I'm not even kidding.
Lots of calls already, Fief, on 13, 10, 16.
The urinals are disgusting.
Yeah, they do.
We will come back to your calls right here on The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
We've opened the phones to a polarising topic. We were talking about on the weekend the Pride game between St Kilda and Sydney, which was great and wonderful to see the AFL getting behind and celebrating gender diversity. There was one element, though, that has fired people up, and it's really polarising on both sides, and that was the old gender restroom location. So there were restrooms that were gender fluid, so boys and girls could go into them. And there's some people are going, yep, great to see this, and others say no. Don't like that.
Yeah, and I think before we get to the phones, I think the main thing is I reckon if the general neutral, which we all agree is a great initiative for the toilets, but if it was one cubicle, fine, because there's no one else is in there. like the disabled toilets. There's one cubicle in there, one toilet. You walk in, you do your business, and you come out.
Mm.
But the fact that it's a bigger restroom where men and children can go into the same toilet, I don't agree with that.
Well, it does raise, and I think we'll obviously hear from people too on this, it does raise issues. Public toilets, like it or not, have a history. There are illicit, unfathomable, awful things that go on in public toilets, yep. And certainly sending children into them, and you want to send them into an environment where they feel safe, and suddenly that could become, you know, a playground for people that are obviously unsavoury, and we don't necessarily want around.
Yeah, I mean, the whole topic, isn't a parent to a son, you know, it's only at about the age of 9 that Zephyr's mum was comfortable sending him into...
The boys' toilet.
As a single mum, sending a young boy into a men's toilet. Look, the whole area is quite complicated.
It is. And I've got Sarah from Sunbury. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Sarah. How do you feel about this, the gender-fluid toilets?
I really don't agree with it. I'm a mum with 4 children, and I think if that was the only option, I wouldn't let my children go in me.
No, So, Sarah, is it because of fear for their safety? What are your concerns about the gender-fluid toilets, non-specific genders?
I think more the safety. It's opening the doors to let... You know, I'm not saying that just because of your gender you will be molesting a child, but I think it's opening up the doors wider to do that. And I think, you know, it's not just women or men, but I think it's both genders and both children, you know, children's genders that can be, you know, fiddled with as well. But I just think it's opening up too many cans.
I think it's also, Sarah, you know, and we as a society, we're very aware and we love to promote women's issues and the fact that women's safety is really important too, and there are predators out there that are after women who are isolated on their own. And I know when I go to a public toilet, when you're driving along a street, whether you're going down to the beach and you pull over and you see the public toilets, I even walk into the female one tentatively who could be in there. Mm. I'm not going in to one where I know a man could be just standing there waiting. You know, there are safety concerns and there are issues between the genders that we haven't addressed and we certainly haven't found answers to yet. We've got Megan from Ivanhoe. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Megan. How do you feel about the gender-neutral toilets?
I actually have no problem with gender-neutral toilets if there are options for... gender-specific toilets as well. Yeah. I'm a mother. I've got 2 children, a boy and a girl. I would probably not take them into a gender-neutral toilet, but I also have friends who are transgender and know that they feel very uncomfortable about using gender-specific toilets. So I think it's more about choice. I think it's more about options, and I think it's about inclusivity rather than exclusivity.
And I think, and you know, well said, Megan. I think another thing that's not been, we've touched on safety and our children's safety. Another thing is, and I know in a female toilet, other things go on in female toilets. Women have sanitary things that need to be dealt with. We have, if you need to quick change your clothes, or if you know, there are things, if there's men just walking in, whoa, hang on a second, I was more comfortable when there was just women. You know, there are many reasons why I personally feel more comfortable in a female toilet than a gender-neutral toilet.
Gotcha.
Emily in St Kilda. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Emily. You may have just dropped out there, but hopefully not. How do you feel about gender-fluid toilets?
Yeah, we've had a little technical issue there.
I think you like your hands free, just disconnected or did something. Are you there, Emily?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Got you.
Sorry.
There you go. No, coming through loud and clear.
I work in education, and unfortunately the opening up of gender-neutral toilets goes against child safe standards that we as educators must at a minimum follow. These were introduced through Parliament as a minimum standard to ensure that all children are protected from abuse and neglect. So I think we're going down a very difficult pathway if we turn all bathrooms into gender-neutral bathrooms, because we will turn into a point where we won't have schools confident in taking children out for example, for excursions.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's unfortunate. Predators hang around public toilets.
And I think
that's a fact, and it's a shame.
This has nothing to do with transgender or gender-neutral people
using
those toilets. It's the kids going in where there's some sick men or women that have kids in there. So it's got nothing to do with the gender-neutral. It's actually having those toilets where men can have access to a toilet where there's kids going in.
You're right, Fevan. It's such a tricky line because we are, and clearly lots of people who are even against this are pro-inclusivity. We've got to find a way that we can do it that's safe for our kids. And also, people are actually who want to be in a gender-specific toilet for personal reasons, for their own safety or their privacy. Mm. There's lots of things to be taken into consideration here before we find the answer.
I guess finding a place for a transgender person to be absolutely comfortable to go into as well.
100%.
So, yeah, it's all plenty of calls. Thanks for them. 13 10 60, our number here on The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
Fev, you and I think, would be similar in our parenting. We're fun time parents.
Yes,
fun time. I'm fun time mum, and then when Trixie's around you, wow, that just blew. When we were in Bali, that blew her mind.
Yeah, I'm fun time parent.
Fun time.
I have no authority. I try to yell at my kids, and they laugh at me.
Yeah, well, I'm kicking it up a gear. I've started introducing, because Trix. Now look, she's just turned 5. She's still a baby in many ways, and she's good. I haven't had to deal with any problems. I've been really blessed. She's never been a tantrum kid or difficult.
She speaks 8 languages.
Well, now
she's amazing.
She's very advanced.
Well, thank you. But it was funny because bedtime is becoming more and more of an issue, and I am really. But she's just a night owl, and I don't like. I'm not a night owl for the reason that we do this job. Like, yep. We get up too early to be a night owl. So anyway, 7:30 bedtime. And now it used to be 7:30 sleep. Now I'm going, okay, 8 o'clock is sleep. So 7:30 reading, doing all our stuff in bed. And then 8 o'clock, we're out, lights out, no more talking. Because it's the talking and she sucks me in with the talking.
Yep.
Mummy, just one more question. Just one more thing. I've just got one little bit more to say. And so last night I was trying to explain to her what strict means, because mummy's going to start getting strict. And she said, what's that? And I said, okay, just like some parents yell at their children. You have to yell at children to get them to do things. And she hasn't really grown up around yelling because I haven't had to yet. And so she was she didn't understand the concept of the word strict. So I said, okay, mummy, I'm going to do strict. So this would be mummy being strict. Trixie, go to bed now!
She laughed?
She burst out laughing. She was the funniest thing she's ever seen. Like, actually laughing. I'm like, no, sweetheart, that's when mummy's angry. Grumpy mummy. And that will be... And she's just like going, yeah. That's the... She just
Welcome
loved
to
it.
My world. She would have... I reckon Trixie turned around and said, slum up, puggy mum.
Meow.
One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.